About 14,000 people were expected to attend the Muslim prayer service today in Louisville, Kentucky for Muhammad Ali. He'll be buried tomorrow after a public service he's been planning for years. He wanted to be buried in his hometown, where he learned to box after someone stole his bike. We've been remembering Ali all week. Today, Ali the boxer. Jake Ryan from Here Now contributor WFPL starts with young fighters in Louisville.
Walk into the TKO boxing gym and the first thing that hits you is the humidity, then the smell of sweat. The gym is in a renovated auto garage about 4 miles from Muhammad Ali's boyhood home. Its regulation boxing ring sits beneath big skylight windows, and about 2 dozen people are jumping rope and throwing jabs on heavy hanging bags. Braxton Carter comes here as often as he can.
I've been boxing about 4 years, regional Golden Gloves, been to nationals a couple times, runner-up in a couple national tournaments, looking to turn pro next year.
Carter is 30. He was one of the gym's first members when it opened about a year ago, about the same time he got a big tattoo of two big boxing gloves on his back.
The tattoo was still healing when we was painting the walls.
Above the gloves is written, Home of the Greatest.
It's the best tattoo I ever got.
The greatest is Muhammad Ali. Boxer, civil rights activist, and Louisville native. It's tough to not notice Ali's influence here at the gym. For one, there's a 20-foot mural of him on the gym's outside wall. And the boxers, from 12-year-old Jordan Nunnally to 71-year-old Lewis Johnson, all have something to say about Ali.
He was a great fighter.
But nobody ever thought that he'd grow up being world's heavyweight champion.
Johnson grew up boxing in the same gym as Ali, a few blocks from where this gym sits today. In the ring, he remembers Ali for his unorthodox style.
He would turn sideways, and that would give him more of a reach. And he would, like a basketball player, use that pivot foot, in and out. Bip, bip, in and out. He liked the whole ring.
That style won Ali 56 professional boxing matches with 37 knockouts over 21 years.
His legacy as a boxer is great, but it's not so much his boxing legacy that got him where he is what he done outside the ring.
While boxers here aspire to be champions just like Ali, many also look at his conviction and global humanitarian legacy as something to emulate.
You know, I've been brought up on Muhammad Ali.
19-year-old Terrell Hargrove says he's seen all the videos of Ali's fights, but it's not the knockouts that stand out for him. It's Ali's dedication to stand up for what he believes that's had the biggest influence on Hargrove.
I think he was here meant for, you know, a bigger reason other than just boxing, to be a good human being to other people.
That idea of being a good person is as important at this gym as learning to move your feet in the ring and keep your hands up.
Hey, touch off your chin, touch off your chin.
James Dixon is the head coach at TKO.
Every kid's not, again, going to be a gold medalist or world champ, but we can instill work ethic, values, principles, show up on time if you can, phone call, pull up your pants. There's things here that we teach that are more invaluable than boxing.
Dixon says when kids sign up at the gym, he tells each they can be a world champ just like Ali if they work hard. He also shows them the mural of Ali and asks for something more.
When they see Ali, I tell them to dig deeper than the ring. Go look at his work outside the ring. Look at what he did. Look what he stood for.
Let's go back to Braxton Carter with the back tattoo. He says boxing was just a small slice of Ali's life.
It's a million things about Ali that made him great that didn't even involve even putting on a pair of gloves.
It's that other side of Ali, out of the ring, that will carry on his legacy even here in a sweaty boxing gym on the south side of downtown Louisville, the home of the champ. For Here and Now, I'm Jake Ryan.